Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So Carmen Vitale does an incredible job working for Fox Sports Radio. She also works for Marquee Network. She's covered the NFC North for forever. She covers the Bears. Along with that, you were at Soldier Field on Saturday.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was special. It was cool. I think it's still in my coat pocket. I have my first credential from the first time I ever got to cover a Bears-Packers game. So for those of you that don't know, I grew up here in the Western suburbs. I grew up a massive Bears fan. I had a ring that I got when I was a teenager that it was like from the NFL shop and it said Bears on it. And I wore it all the way up until I started interning for the Arizona Cardinals in college. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't have another team on my finger. So this has always been a very special rivalry. I'm completely biased. I think it's the best one in pretty much all of the major sports. And It was always a really cool thing that I got to cover it then. But, and Lawrence, as you know, I think especially when you work for a team, I worked for a team in Tampa for 6 years.
And you have a Super Bowl ring from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I was well compensated for my efforts, though not monetarily. that's another story. But it does then become a job, right? Mm-hmm. And it you get immune to a lot. And you kind of... there's this shell that kind of forms, or this really thick skin, because like you have to treat everything kind of surgically, especially when you cover the league. I'm going into all sorts of locker rooms. So I like, if I was a Bears fan, like how would anybody in the Packers locker room trust me? How would anybody in the Lions locker room trust me? This, that, the other. So like you have to become very objective, and you kind of have to remove the fandom from yourself.
It's clinical.
It is. It's very clinical, and it's very sterile, and it can get, I don't want this to sound like I'm ungrateful for the job that I get to do, because I realize it's a really cool job, and I it's all I've ever wanted to do. This is what I've wanted to do since I was 9 years old. And it's so cool that I get to do it. But it does kind of just change your perspective on things when you see how the sausage is made, and you kind of go through the minutiae every single day, and it just, you deal with the BS, because it's not an industry that is immune from some just absolutely wackadoodle BS that you have to put up with to stay in it, to push through it, to this, that, the other. So what I'm trying to say is that you lose a lot of your fandom, like a lot of the time. And when I was sitting in that press box on Saturday night, and I got there early, and I was just kind of, you know, doing my stuff, and we'll get to actually what I was doing, but the fans finally like started to filter in, and finally the game clock is winding down and it's about to be time for kick, and the intros are happening, and the Bears gave all of the people in attendance these rally towels, these fourth phase towels. And I look up from my computer from the press box, and every single one of these people are waving these towels. It is absolutely just electric, and it just hit me all at once, where I was like, this is why I was a fan. This is why I do this. This is why I you work so hard and you go through so much and you push so hard for things that don't, you know, whatever. This is why. This is your why. And it just, it brought me back to being that little 9-year-old girl watching Bears Packers and watching football with my dad, with my uncles, with my cousins. You know, they were actually Eagles fans, so that was a whole other thing. But being in the living room with my dad specifically watching like this Bears Packers rivalry, I mean, that's who I was in that moment. And it was so cool. It was just like, I'm almost getting choked up right now because it was just that spark you lose. And I found it again because of this game.
It makes all the sense in the world, especially to me. I try to explain this to people, and I've been doing this for a really long time, that it's one of those things that happens to you. Like when I got promoted to being the Bears beat reporter for mm-hmm. The Score, I was someone who grew up as a fan. Like mm-hmm. if you watch House of L, in the back of my room is a Chicago Vice poster with Walter Payton
Amazing. And
Jim McMahon. Yeah. Like those are my guys. Like my first job here at The Score, other than like producing overnights, was answering phones on the Walter Payton show. So I have a lot of that stuff in my background. But when I took the job to be a reporter, the job is to try and be fair.
Right.
And so you have to kind of drop some of that stuff mm-hmm. because you want to make sure that you're representing the fan base by trying to get to the truth to some of the stuff. And so it leaves it to feel a little bit clinical
right.
for you that I get excited for fans, but I don't 100%. Get excited as a fan.
That's a really good distinction.
Right? So there's that part of it. Now that I'm a talk show host, I can, if I wanted to, I could lean back into the fandom part of it.
Right.
But for some reason, I haven't been able to tap into that. That's Same. Why I go crazy about Alabama. Mm. That's why I go crazy about Arsenal, because I'm not covering those teams. I get to just be.
Right.
In those moments, I get to just be a fan. So hearing you talk about that, I completely understand where you're coming from, but you're right. Even with that, you're still a human being.
Right.
And when we see sports at its zenith, at its highest, at its most emotional,
right.
it's hard to not feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're at a place like Soldier Field during Bears Packers, or you're at Wrigley for Cubs Brewers yeah. right now,
right.
you can feel like there's an energy to it. There's a way that everything is vibrating yes. that if you're not feeling that, then you're probably not human.
You're dead inside.
Right.
Completely. So, I literally texted at my fiance, who also does this for a living, also has the same outlook on the NFL. He maintains an LSU fandom. That's where he gets to be just irrational and whatever. But I texted him, you know, during the players were being announced, I was like, this feels different. This is why I do this.
Mm.
And it was like, he was so incredibly thrilled because he knows that I haven't had that moment in a really long time. It's probably been a decade since I've had a moment like that. And it was so reaffirming in so many ways. And it was just like, man, I love this city. I love this city so much.
I'll say this, and I think you and Dave both like captured it, and we'll talk with Robert about it a little bit later on. There was something different about this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is that now it feels like the Bears
rivalry
are,
again.
Yes, that they're back on even ground.
They are. There were stakes. That was the biggest part where it was like, this wasn't just narrative driven and all of like, you know, you can get very tired just talking about
the lore of right. Bears Packers.
Especially when it's been so lopsided,
yes.
right? For the last 30 years, if you're a Bears fan. And this had real live objective stakes. This game meant so much, regardless if you had any sort of investment in Bears Packers. This made this was such a huge game, regardless, like from a very objective point of view. And then to add on the lore on top of that, it was cool for the lore to not be the focus necessarily. It was the stakes, because the stakes mattered that much.
It was a very cool moment, and I'm glad that you shared your point of view on it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.